Hey everyone, welcome back to Daily Manna, where we're learning to feed upon the Word of God chapter by chapter. We made it. Here we are. Revelation 22, the last chapter in the whole New Testament. Wonderful. It's an awesome accomplishment to have read through the whole New Testament. And to highlight some things from this chapter, we have to come back to the first verse in Revelation, Revelation 1:1, that says it's the revelation of Jesus Christ that was made known by signs. So here in chapter 22, we have a further description of the New Jerusalem, and it's a sign. It's a sign. Even in Revelation 21, verse 9, it mentions, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And in verse 10, it says, it carried me away in spirit. This is the key. We're in spirit. We see the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. So this sign of the city, the New Jerusalem, it's not a material place that we're going. It's actually a living, you could say, composition of all God's people. God dwelling in man, man dwelling in God. And there are certain aspects and characteristics that are for our enjoyment today. We don't have to wait until we're with the Lord for eternity to enjoy these aspects of the New Jerusalem. They are for us today. And where does it begin? In verse 1. Verse 1 says, he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. For eternity, we will be drinking and be supplied by the river of water of life. This is a symbol or a sign of God in Christ as the Spirit flowing himself into us as his people to be our life supply. Our Lord is drinkable. We can drink him time after time. When we come to him, even, Lord, I love you, we just take a deep drink. Just even remember, when I first got saved, it was like drinking for the first time. And now our whole Christian life is full of drinking. We enjoy every day. And one helpful note here is, where does the river come out from? It says it proceeds out of the throne of God. I really appreciate that. Even in my experience, I realize sometimes we're dry. Sometimes we feel dissatisfied, feel a little empty. We realize maybe I haven't been drinking. But why? Why haven't we been drinking? Well, probably because we may be on the throne. The river, according to this verse, comes out of the throne. So when we allow the Lord to be on the throne, we give him the first place, then there's a river. Even many times in my life, I've had to turn, just realize, Lord, forgive me. I turn my heart to you. Be on the throne. I come under your ruling. And just realize, wow, right there, boom, there's just a river of water quenching our thirst. The river proceeds out from the throne. Then in verse 2, it mentions on this side, on that side of the river was the tree of life. Wherever the Spirit is flowing as living water, there, in there is the life supply of Christ found. It's incredible. You know, we're looking at the last chapter in the Bible, but it takes us all the way back to the second chapter in the Bible, where God created man and he placed man where? In front of the tree of life to eat him as life. Of course, we know the story. Man fell and the way was cut off from the tree. But now at the end, actually, we don't have to just wait for the end. Today, the opportunity is there to eat the tree, to come to the Lord, for him to feed us as our life supply in the Word. Even verse 14 in this chapter emphasizes this. It says, blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have right to the tree of life. To wash our robes is to be washed with the Lord's precious cleansing blood. Realize we don't have any standing in ourselves. We have nothing of ourselves, no righteousness in ourselves to have access to the tree. We're just sinners. We're fallen. But when we are cleansed and are washed by the Lord's blood, even asking him to cleanse us of our sins, to wash us right here, right now, we have the right. You have the right to the tree. Hope as you read Revelation 22, you pray to the Lord in this way. Lord, wash and cleanse me with your precious blood that I could eat you as my supply, as my tree of life. This is not just for the future. This is for us today. Every day, we would be those drinking and we would be those eating. And then I'd like to end with verse 20. It says, he who testifies these things says, yes, I come quickly. And John's response here, actually, this is his prayer. It's the last prayer in the Bible. He says, amen, I agree. Come, Lord Jesus. Wow, you know, as you read the New Testament and ultimately as you read this chapter, you realize this is what we are here for. We are here to bring the Lord Jesus back. We want to be with him for eternity. Even our minds can't wrap our head around this thought of there's no time. We're with the Lord, but with him, there's joy. We're with our Savior God. We're eating the tree. We're drinking the river. You know, the enjoyment that we have in our life today is just a foretaste. It's just a fraction, a small taste of the enjoyment of the divine life that the Lord has prepared for us in the future. This is what we are living our life for. We care for the unseen, divine, eternal things. So our response is, Amen, Lord. I agree with everything that you've written in the Bible. Just say, Come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Come soon. Come in my lifetime. I want my life to count towards your return. This fills my life with meaning. I say amen to this. And then we have to end. We have to read the last verse. It says, The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. This is the ending of the New Testament. What a wonderful way to end. Come, Lord Jesus, and may the grace of the Lord, this is the Lord as our enjoyment for our experience, may he be with you to live out and to carry out his purpose. Lord Jesus, we love you. May you come soon. Amen. We agree. Thanks for joining. Keep enjoying the Bible. Time to start from the beginning once again.